It's Thursday, February 18th. This is Ken Morgan's North Coast Ag Report. Our lead story about chances getting slim for a normal California water situation when we return.
The Ag Report, brought to you by American Ag Credit, your friend for agricultural financing, and by Fernbridge Tractor, your John Deere dealer.
USDA's Gary Crawford reports that chances are getting slimmer for a normal California water situation.
The year started out so well in the West, storm after storm piling on the snow, making it look like it might be a drought-breaking winter wet season.
But we have not contributed any more snow to that Sierra Nevada snowpack this month.
That may be changing a little bit as we speak, but Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says on February 1st, the Sierra Nevada range had snow the equivalent in water of 20 inches, about 15% more than normal for that date. But as we started this week, we still had 20 inches, which would be 10% below normal, and we'd need to get 30 or so by the end of March to have a so-called normal snowpack.
And it does appear increasingly likely that, barring a miracle March, we will be facing a fifth consecutive year of drought in California.
And despite the current storm crossing central and northern California, which Rippey says might add maybe 2 to 3 inches to the total, but after that, the forecast looks pretty dry.
Dairy prices will be a struggle for 2016. John Newton, Senior Director of Economic Research for the National Milk Producers Federation, says the outlook this year does not seem optimistic. He explains why.
Gross domestic products and many of the countries where we export products to are down. Oil-producing nations, their revenues are down due to the collapse in oil prices. So we've got a lot of product that is remaining here in the United States. We're building inventories of cheese. But luckily, it's been the butter that's really stole the show this past year, and we look for butter prices to hold above $2.
For dairy farmers in some parts of the country, he says a recent record corn crop will keep feed costs down, but farmers overall need to watch other inputs.
It's the other operating costs that we need to watch and see how quickly they come down. How quickly do land prices come back down? How quickly do fertilizer costs come back down? Labor costs.
That's a North Coast Ag Report. I'm Ken Morgan.